Dan Chenick is executive director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government, testifying to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee in his role as the executive vice chair of the Industry Advisory Council. And Dan, it is terrific to have you on. Your testimony at this hearing identifying critical factors for success in information technology acquisitions. What was the overall message that you wanted to convey to the committee, Dan?
Thanks, Francis, for having me on. And the hearing was a very interesting discussion of what issues are in the control and domain of federal agencies at the IT leadership level, at the level of cross-functional leadership, meaning CXOs and acquisition officers and program leaders, and then how do the agencies interface with contractors in achieving their goals. And one of the main messages that I wanted to talk about that was also discussed with some of the other witnesses was the fact that this is not an individual sport, it's a team sport. And these players need to come together in a governance framework where incentives are aligned so that they're all moving toward a common goal and they all know when things are going sort of off the rails and can work quickly to fix it and when things are going really well and they can celebrate the people who are making it happen. And that helps align everybody toward that common objective.
You presented something to the committee called 7S for Success. This is a framework, and you can find a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. What does this framework consist of, Dan?
So what we did, a number of the ACT-IAC leaders from both government and industry took a step back from the sort of the day-to-day discussions around particular systems and issues and questions around large-scale IT migrations and thought to ourselves, what have we learned over years or even a decade or two? As technology has evolved, what have we learned about success factors both from government and in industry? And as ACT and IAC, which are a government body, the American Council for Technology, and an industry body, the Industry Advisory Council, which work together as a collaborative, can bring together government and industry in different ways. We thought, what have we learned across government and industry about these large, complex projects? And then we tried to reduce that to a set of factors that could be easily understood across an executive suite as well as a program management team to determine whether your program sort of has the right factors from the beginning, and also if there are issues occurring in the program, what are some areas you might look to ask the right questions about? Why did something happen? What's the root cause? And taking all that together, we kind of boiled that down into these 7 factors, and just so that we could be creative and make it easily memorable, we named each factor with an S for success at the beginning, but really they run across both sort of political and policy factors dealing with Congress and with external stakeholders, as well as more technical and managerial factors like how do you implement agile software development or agile development in a technology system today? How do you do systematic program reviews? How do you make sure you've got the testing done correctly? So we tried to take a look both at the factors that are external to a project as well as the factors that are internal and put them together in an easy-to-understand package.
I would say with that S deal, you and your colleagues who put this together are very skilled. You see what I did there?
Very good, Francis.
You were very explicit, Dan, to tell the committee this isn't a checklist. This isn't a compliance exercise. Why did you think that was necessary?
So that was something interesting that we heard as we went around and talked to the ACT-IAC leadership and our advisory committee about these thoughts, that they recommended that we make sure that this is really a management framework. It's something that works together synergistically. And it's not something that you can just sort of hand off to an agency and say, if you check these boxes, you're good to go. It's not something that we want to turn into a compliance issue. The government has enough compliance requirements. We really intend this to be more of a best practice. And interestingly, one of the things you heard at the hearing was that OMB and Steve Van Rogel and his team used this framework and other conversations they've had with other external stakeholder groups to put together what Steve called a playbook, which helped guide agencies toward achieving the ends that we talk about in the 7S paper.
These are grouped into 2 categories, managing up and out and managing across and down. What is the difference, and how does that apply to an IT acquisition and deployment?
Right. It's sort of a variant on what we talked about a moment ago around external factors and internal factors. And it really says, if you think about it, especially in a government complex IT transformation, there are interests from Congress, there are interests from the constituencies that are benefiting from the system, there are interest group factors that come into play, especially around mission areas where you're dealing with an agency that's got a particularly large domain footprint and could be healthcare or education or transportation. And understanding what are those external factors that you need to know, you know, who's expecting the project to be successful, what are their expectations in terms of timeline, how do you fold that into a program plan. All of that should be part of the governance framework that we talked about, and all of that should be made clear to the program manager so that that person can work with his or her team to achieve success. And as they're reviewing the progress of the program over time, they can assess progress against those external considerations. And that's what we mean by the first three factors, managing up and across, or managing up.
You've got three under managing up and out: stakeholder commitment, collaborative governance, skilled program manager and team, systematic program reviews. We don't have time to talk about each of them individually, but how do they all fit together under this umbrella of managing up and out, Dan?
It all starts from a governance framework where the key stakeholders are working together toward a common objective. And they're incentivized both in terms of expectations from oversight bodies, the discussions with OMB around what are the key project goals that go into the budget process, as well as what expectations are given to leaders in their performance plans and in government as employees, and what expectations are given to Congress, and that those are understood, those goals and objectives are understood so that governance defines the requirements, the program management team executes the requirements, and they work together to review the requirements over time.
The second group is managing across and down, and we talked about that a moment ago. The four factors there: shared technology and business architecture, strategic, modular, and outcomes-focused acquisition strategy, software development that's agile, security and performance testing throughout. And again, the way those fit together, Dan, is interesting, as you testified to the Senate Homeland Security Committee. And I think there's one word that jumps out at me in that, and that is outcomes. I've heard that word more in the last week or so than I've probably heard it in the year before, as people are intensely focused on this to do, or what do we want this to achieve, whatever it is, whether it's an IT acquisition or some kind of a citizen services program or whatever.
I think it's an excellent point, Francis, and it's one that all too often, especially in a compliance-oriented regime, and that could be regulatory compliance, which impacts private sector companies frequently, or it could be government compliance through things like FSMA or compliance with other requirements that agencies have to go through for the FAR or other elements like that, the Federal Acquisition Regulation. And forcing a focus on outcomes, bringing it back to the goals that are set through the governance process, and then executing to those outcomes through the architecture of the project, which is both a technology focus as well as a business focus. What are the mission and program imperatives that need to be achieved? Identifying how you actually lay out your acquisition process to meet those goals, and to ensure that industry understands upfront and throughout what their responsibilities are. And then implementing that in an agile way, as well as testing along the way to ensure that what you're actually implementing works. I've often heard it said that people, the best tonic for a project is to get working software out there quickly at a practical level. And so testing to make sure that the software works is a critical component when you get into the managing down and across element to make sure the project achieves its goals.
You delivered this testimony yesterday after Steve Van Roekel delivered his, and you alluded to the fact that there are some commonalities. Is it your sense that the elements of these seven S's have a chance to become embedded in the way that government goes about doing IT acquisition?
Well, I think some of them are somewhat timeless. I think even if you go back to the Clinton administration and some of the tenets of Claire Cohen and Raines rules and that were enshrined in OMB policy that were then updated in the E-Government Act elements, some of them, you know, you can find in the penumbras and emanations, if you will, of those statutes and documents. And I think what we tried to do here is crystallize a lot of that thinking, update it for what we've learned about best practice over the last decade, and then provide it to the community, and OMB certainly leveraging it in terms of their playbook that they're putting together for agencies. So I think you're already seeing conversation both based on these factors as well as similar factors that share some common characteristics that they were discussed in the hearing from GAO and, as well as from Karen Evans when she was testifying to ensure that these are picked up by agencies and OMB moves forward smartly.
Dan, those are all the questions I have for you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Francis. Always great to be here.
I'm going to talk to you at MOC this year. You're down there?
I'll be there.
Excellent.
Look forward to it.
I'll see you then.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Have fun with Karen.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.